Greetings in the precious name of our soon coming Savior and Lord. This is the Good News Hour, and your speaker is John A. Horn of Atchison, Kansas, and I hope to push along a little further along the lines that we have been considering in the past few messages to you. We spoke to you about our Lord Jesus Christ in the first epistle of Peter, chapter 2, and verse 24, as the sin bearer. And of course, we went into that in quite some detail. And then we noticed in the fifth chapter, we have our Lord Jesus Christ brought before us as the burden bearer. And then, of course, we made this very careful to make this distinction that when you come to the first epistle of Peter, chapter 5, and verse 7, where we read, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you, this is a message in a very special way to Christians, to those who belong to our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, you can say the elite of earth, the elite of heaven and earth. And I trust that I am speaking to some today who can say, thank God, I know the sin bearer, and in some degree I have learned to put confidence and trust in my burden bearer, the one who sustains me along a life's rugged pathway during this wilderness journey homeward to my God and to my Father. Now, in the epistles of Peter, that is the first and the second epistles, there's a great deal said of suffering. In fact, the words suffer, suffered, and suffering occur some 16 times. And I presume that these epistles were written, of course, to those that were scattered abroad, as he tells us in the very opening verses. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. And it was written at a time that would parallel the Smyrna church period, when the children of God were suffering persecution from the hand of the enemy as never before. Now, there isn't too much suffering today for the name and for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. However, I want to notice with you that in the epistle of Peter, and in this first epistle in a very special way, we have brought before us, wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God. There's such a thing as suffering for his will, for the will of God. And then in the fourth chapter and in about verse 16 we read, yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in his behalf. And so, God's dear children, while it is true that we are not being persecuted because of our faithfulness to God, as were these dear saints, still, we know what it is to have burdens and cares along the way, and it's even possible that I'm speaking to some today who have come to the Lord Jesus Christ, and you really and truly have suffered some persecution from those in your own household, or from some of those you regard as personal friends, and some that you love according to the ties of nature, but still you've had to suffer because of your confession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your faithfulness to him. Well, if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this behalf. Then it's possible that I may be speaking to some today who are suffering from affliction and suffering because of circumstances into which you have been brought. And you may feel more or less submerged with grief, overwhelmed, and you really have said again and again, I just don't know which way to turn. I don't know what to do. Well, you can hardly imagine a Christian ever speaking in language like that, for we certainly do know what to do when difficulty and when trial comes our way. Now, there are two things that a Christian must never, never question. The first one is the love of God. The second one is the wisdom of God. You see, his love to us is unchangeable. For we read in the 13th of St. John, verse 1, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them to the uttermost, or he loved them everlastingly. And yes, we can thank God, too, that we know what it is to have confidence in his wisdom, and to realize that even although we do not, maybe, and cannot at the moment understand, yet we realize that he is working out the very, very best for us. Now, this is the wilderness journey for the believer. And we'll never have the opportunity of suffering with him after this little session is over. Should our Lord come today, or should you be called to leave this scene, your sufferings for him and your suffering with him would be past and gone forever and forever. But I want to get a little closer, even than what we have here in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, which says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Even when it doesn't seem like it. I mean, if you were to judge according to the flesh, it may look like he, for the moment, has forgotten you. But he hasn't. He cannot forget you. He'll be with you in the trial. He'll be with you through the trial, and will furnish that grace that will sustain you, and in the end, you'll be able to bring glory and honor to his blessed name when you have seen his delivering hand and learned the needful lesson that he would teach you as one of his dear children. Now, as I said, I want to come a little bit closer, and I'm going to ask you to turn, please, now to the book of the Psalms. And this is the 55th Psalm, and we shall read together for brevity at about verse 22, which says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Now, I would like to point out here that the word burden is different in this passage than the one we read in the First Epistle of Peter, chapter 5, and verse 7. In fact, the word burden here is different than you find it on many other occasions. And so when you read it, you can read it like this. Cast thy burden, or cast thy gift upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Now, says someone, are you meaning to infer, are you trying to tell us that the burden that's spoken of in the 55th Psalm and verse 22 is a gift? That's the force of the word. It is a gift, and it is a gift from God. In other words, you can regard it as God's particular gift to you. Now, in that in itself surely would sustain one, would it not? And as we look around about us today, you know, we sometimes sing, is there trouble anywhere? Well, we could really change that now and say, is there trouble everywhere? Troubled spots in various parts of the country. There's also troubles in our own homes, and troubles in every direction you turn. It's a world full of trials and a world that's full of troubles. And as the Christian, the believer, we can say, well, the pathway may not be smooth, but thank God we are assured a safe landing on the other side, and that sustains us during the time when trials come our way. Now, will you think of it in this way then? Cast thy burden, or cast thy gift upon the Lord. In other words, just think of what he's asking you to do. That trial, my brother, that trial, my sister, that is so heavy, and that sometimes you feel is almost more than you can bear. Well, I'll tell you what to do. If that burden, or if that gift from God to you is hard to be borne, I'll tell you what to do with it. Cast thy gift upon the Lord, and here's the pledge, and here is the promise, and he will sustain thee. You are assured by himself that he'll sustain you. And he says he'll never suffer the righteous to be moved. Oh, what a word of comfort. What a word of cheer to any who may be passing through trials and sorrows and difficulties. And perhaps as you look up today through the midst of blinding tears, you say, well, Lord, I don't just really understand it. And I'm perhaps wonder why, but then as I look at it in the light of your precious word, in other words, when I look at it this way, that it is a gift from God, a special gift from God to me. And you know, there's another thing too, I like to think of, every good and every perfect gift cometh from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow cast with turning. So that trial you're passing through today, dear one in Christ, remember that it is God's gift to you, and you are in turn called upon to cast it, to cast that gift upon Him. And here is the word, He will sustain thee. He'll never suffer the righteous to be moved. May the Lord reach your heart for His name's sake. And do it today. We'd like to get a line from you. Good News Hour, 419 Smith Street, Atchison, Kansas, or Good News Hour in care of the station to which you are listening.